Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing me, staying on the grind, keeping haters up for me. I'm getting Starbucks cause I grind like coffee. So smooth, old school in my boat shoes. I got these haters going nuts, call them cashews. Big car, big ring. I think big, we doing big things. Bet you I still shine when these lights go on. Go on, I still shine when these lights go on. Go on, big car, big ring. I think big, we doing big things. Bet you I still shine when these lights go on. Go on, I still shine when these lights go on. Go on.
Welcome to Chocolate City, the illest sex talk radio show. Tonight is going to be an interesting show. We have New York artist Big M's. He's not only a rapper, but he's a DJ, entrepreneur, businessman, sexy, tall. I could keep going on and on and on, but then what would we need him for? So I'm going to let him talk and tell about what he has going on. And tonight's subject, let's see, I played around with so many things today, so I decided to be like, have you ever been fucking your significant other and mentally fucked somebody else, and did you come really hard from it? And a lot of people have done that, so I'm curious to be like, who was it, and then did they ever try to act on that, and did they feel guilty and whatnot? So we're going to play music, we're going to talk shit, we're going to have a good time. I'm most definitely going to get up in Big M's ass about his personal life, his music life, career. I'm just going to be off the chain. And first and foremost, I would like to thank everybody and their kind words of encouragement for me and my family for the last week. I lost my grandfather on Tuesday, and the funeral is tomorrow, and I really like to thank everybody because your love and support really got me through a hard time, especially during Thanksgiving. So let's get back to business, and we're going to bring Big M on so he can talk about himself and what he got going on and how he's going to handle me when I come to New York. Hey, M, you're on. What's up?
Hey, what's good, baby girl? What's poppin'?
Nothing. I'm so glad to have you on this show. I'm mad because earlier during the week when I was promoting it, I was giving some other some nobody your business for Twitter. I'm mad about that, but I'm making up for it. I think I've been going pretty hard today, and then I'm going to go hard tonight and tomorrow. I got you.
Hey. Happens, but hey, at least you went for it and you making it up for me, so that's what it's about, right?
Yeah, so why don't you tell the listeners who you are, where you're from, what you represent, and what you stand for?
Okay, no doubt. Well, shit, Big Inf is from NYC, from the boogie down Bronx, the home of this hip-hop-ish. Man, I'm about that paper. I'm a businessman. I do mixtapes. I'm an artist. I rhyme too. I have a digital distribution deal through Universal Records. affiliated with, I don't know if a lot of people out there are familiar with MOP. They're from out of Brownsville, Brooklyn. They had the joint Annie Up and, you know what I'm saying, was on G-Unit and Rockefeller Records and all of that. So I was pretty much around them during those times, so I seen a lot of, like, the golden era of hip-hop. Like, it's totally different now. I'm not knocking it now, but, you know what I'm saying, like, a couple of years ago, it was really, really nuts. But I'm loving what's going on now. And, yeah, and I'm just trying to win, trying not to sin, you know?
I feel you, and I'm thinking about how you said with the hip-hop and how it's changed. Because I remember back in the day with Main Source, X-Clan, PRT. It's like rap goes through, like, so many different channels. You know what I'm saying? It's like it have, like, you know, you got, like, the political rap, and you have some, it has substance, it has meaning, and then now at this day and age, it's like, really, if you don't have no fucking dance with your shit, ain't nobody really trying to hear you like that, or you gotta work really hard with your substance to override this little popularity of lean with it, rock with it, teach me how to Dougie, and all kinds of crazy shit. So as an artist, how do you feel about that?
But you want to know something? It's like a two-way street. It's a double-edged sword, rather, because you got to remember, when hip-hop started out back in the day, like with the Cold Crush Brothers and, you know, Funky Four Plus More, Grandmaster Flash and all of them, they was on that dancing shit. You know what I'm saying? Because hip-hop originated because niggas was in gangs. Niggas wanted to stop beating up each other, so niggas came together and started doing block parties over there in Bronx River, and that's how hip-hop started. You know what I'm saying? But keep in mind, it started like how it is today. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't realize that. It's just that, you know, it's going through a phase right now. Like you said, a couple of years ago, it was a different phase, and a couple of years before that, it was a different phase. So, but the way that the gender, these younger cats that's bringing it, like, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? They're bringing something. You know what I mean? I mean, and you got to have all genres of music. Like, you can't just listen to one type of music. Now, I'm speaking as a DJ right now, not even as an MC. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm speaking as a DJ because I spin those records in the clubs. Those would get the, you know, the party going. But me personally, being that, you know, I come from a different era, my music got to be a little bit more with some substance in it. You know what I'm saying? But to each his own. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't knock the Soulja Boys or the Waka Flockas, yo, man. And it's not really, in a way, it's not really their fault, because you have these record companies making them, you know, how can I say it, like, chastise their artistic integrity. You know what I'm saying? It's like they got to compromise to do a certain record to get spins. You know what I mean? And that's just the way, that's the nature of the business. It's always been like that. It's just that the machine, which is the music industry, follows around wherever there's talent. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. We get in the business to sell records. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's sad that it's not like how it was, but, yo, slowly but surely, it's getting back to that, because I'm starting to hear a lot of music with substance. Like, I like Drake, like the kid J. Cole, Wale, Wiz Khalifa, you know what I'm saying? Like, Currency, all of these new cats is bringing back hip-hop, so I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? Then this is coming from a dude from New York City. Like, New York City has a lot of hate towards anybody else that's not doing hip-hop, and I think that's what's New York's problem. Like, we need to stop hating and just get with the motherfucking program. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though we created it, but look where it's at now. You know what I mean? Like, look at Will. Perfect example, look at Will Smith's daughter, Willow Smith. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's incredible right there. Like, I love it personally. I love it. I love the state of hip-hop today.
Okay, I have a question for you. And this is, like, from a DJ point of view, when you're spinning records and you're at a club and everything like that. And you know how, like, sometimes some songs get people more crunk than others, and then it comes, like, some beef and everything like that. I was brunching in the party Friday night, And security was saying that with them, the problem that they have is, like, towards the end of the night, when people start playing Waka and certain other rappers that just be crunk, it's like the crowd gets crunk, and that's when a lot of fucking friction starts, especially with, oh, gosh, I always, oh, let's do it. Like, that one is, like, so many people can relate to that. Like, I fucked my money up, now I can't re-up. Because I used to be in the game, but I never fucked my money up. But a lot of people be feeling that, and then it's just, like, they just be, like, super crunk, and they already drunk. Then next thing you know, somebody might bump them, or they might say something wrong, or look at them wrong. Next thing you know, niggas want to bang. And you just, like, wow. Like,
well,
you feeling wrong that much?
Well, you got to keep in mind, music is for moods. It's mood music. You know what I'm saying? Music persuades you to feel or say or act in a certain way. And that particular music, I guess, is crunk like that. Like that, oh, let's do it, and hard in the paint. Like that, I personally can't relate to it because I'm from up here and that's what they do. But I like it. I'm not even going to knock them. Now, this is going to be the question that I ask people. Or if I could have the opportunity to ask Waka Flocka, it's not even what you're doing now. But if you can maintain what you're doing now for the next 5 to 10 years, then we have something to talk about. Because right now it could just be, you know, he's just hot for the moment. But who's to say that, you know, that's going to be hot in a couple of years? Because wasn't Little Scrap, isn't he doing what Little Scrappy was doing back in the day about 4 years ago? If I'm not correct?
Yeah, even longer than that, because, like, you know, you'd be like, what the hell is Scrappy at now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was hot for the moment. Mama was on a high horse, Mama D, and then next thing you know, it's like, damn.
Yeah,
what's
so
he at? Like, what the fuck is he doing?
I guess, you know, we just got to see. We just got to wait and see if, you know, if these cats are really built for this game. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm from New York, so we deal with longevity. So it's like, when we put music out, we plan on being here for another 10 to 15 years. Even though cats ain't popping, like, but you know who Nas is. You know who such is because they've put their work in. Like, they've you know what I'm saying? They've walked their dogs. They've been in the game for X amount of years. But you got cats like UGK. I love UGK. You know what I'm saying? You got cats like Scarface. I love Scarface. You got Outkast. You got Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? You got T.I. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of talent down south. You know what I'm saying? And those guys, I think they're going to be around for a while. But everyone else, and B.O.B., that cat Bob. I love Bob. I love what he's doing right now. You know what I'm saying? I think it's great for hip-hop. We'll just see where everyone's going to be. I plan on being here another 10, 15 years from now. I don't know about them niggas.
Okay, I got to ask you this one. Okay. When you think about DMX, what's the first thing that comes to mind? And the only reason I'm asking is because today me and my son, we went into the store. And, you know, down here, I don't know if they have it up here. It's called the Slammer. So everybody that gets arrested is
okay.
In the Slammer. If your ass make it upstairs and they dress you out, your picture is in the Slammer. And it had DMX's picture on there. And I was like, damn. My thing is, he's crazy, but he's so honest. He's honest about everything that he does. He's just like, he just makes me laugh. But his prayers are good.
I mean,
I think he's gifted, but I just wish he could just get rid of that cloud that is over him.
Exactly, and that's something that only he can do, and that's something only he can deal with it. I mean, I my prayers go out to him. My prayers also go out to you because, you know, you lost your
parents. Thank you.
Weekend and whatnot. I want to give you my condolences and whatnot. You know?
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, so I guess with DMX, that's something DMX got to clean up with the man in the mirror. I know what Big Inf is doing.
Yeah, like, how you go from I'm spinning records, I'm doing mixtapes, and then it's like, I'm going to rap. Because I listen to your music, you know, because I have to listen to people's music before I play it, and so I can familiarize myself with them and everything. And then, you know, I seen the little slide show today where I was drinking a margarita and eating some Caribbean jerk wings and watching Green Bay Atlanta at a sports bar. And, you know, I Googled you, and it's like you got shit, like, all over the place. So I'm like, at what point in time did you be like, I want to be a rapper. I want to go ahead and, you know, I want to be even across the board. I want to spin, but then also I want to spit. And we'll get that other spitting that you do later.
wow. just spinning records and saying to myself, like, I know I can do this. You know what I'm saying? I've been around it for so long, and I've just become accustomed to flows and metaphors and styles and all of that. So one day I just went to the studio, I started out doing spoken word. I was doing spoken word at first. Like, I was on my poetry shit. You know what I'm saying? I was doing that, and then I just put a flow and a harmony on it, and I, you know, I groomed it through the years or whatever, and it came up to what we have today. So I just do both sides of the fence because I just love hip-hop. I just love music, rather, so much. You know, so I just got to be a part of it one way or another. If I'm not actually doing the music, I want to be spinning it as a DJ. You get what I'm saying? Just as long as I'm in music, I'm all right. You know, like that's my high right there, aside from the kush, you know?
See, I can't do that for the simple fact. When I did try it, I didn't like how it made me feel. And I would be, like, so high to where it's like when, you know, I guess you get, like, the munchies for us inexperienced smokers, and you just be like, oh, my God. Like, when the food touches your lips, it just feels, like, so good. And then I'm sitting there watching the clock like, yo, how long is this going to last? Because I really want it to go away. I can't do it. Well, maybe it's because I'm used to, like, just regular, and I think I hit some dro that day fucking with my kids, and I'm like, you know what, I can't do this, because, like, the first pull, my eyes just changed, because, like, yo, mommy fucked up. I'm like, oh, guys, like, you have to have a high tolerance or something for that, because I can't do it. I can't do it. Don't knock it, but I can't do it.
Yeah, you kind of gotta have, like, a high tolerance for it. Like, if you're an experienced weed smoker such as myself, but don't get it twisted. I'll smoke some regular green any given day, but, you know, if I just have some exotic, like some kush or some sour, you know what I'm saying, or some G4 or some of that medical weed from out in the West Coast, then, you know, I'm going to blow it. I'm blowing it down right now. I got some sour.
Oh, man, I love sour. Sour, that smells so good. You can, like, take a little bit, take off the top, and it has the whole room just lovely. Like, you just have a little buzz just from the aroma that's in the air from it just being a buzz. You're like, oh, shit. Like, wow.
You already know, yo. That's why we do up here in the BX, yo.
Now, my question to you is, like, last week, I had a female rapper on from Charlotte. Her name was Ducey. She's, like, to me, like, one of the baddest female rappers out of my state or whatever. And, you know, tonight we're going to get to some of her music. But I had to fuck with her because it's, like, in the entertainment business, you have people that tend to like you more than others, that tend to be on your dick or your pussy more than others. And, like, have you ever fucked a fan?
No, I haven't. I'm gonna tell you something. One time I went out on the road with my peoples, MOP. We did it was the anger management tour with Eminem. This was like in 2006, right? And
uh-huh.
I was just there. I was just like the hype man, you know, just come out on stage, get the crowd hyped up for the, you know, the group or whatever. And I've had, you know, women, you know, wanting my autograph or whatever and offering me things of that nature. And it kind of messed me up. Like, I'm not even a rapper. Like, I'm just helping friends out. But they, you know, they see me with this entourage and with this crowd. So they assume that, okay, well, he's, you know, he's doing this or that or whatever. But I could have, but I didn't, because it just wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I was with my girl, I was with my girl at the time, you know what I'm saying? And she was on the road with me, so I couldn't do that anyhow if I wanted to. But I've never done it.
Oh, shit, you opened up the door. So if your girl wouldn't have been with you, would you have hit it?
Tell
the truth.
To be honest, I don't know. I don't know. I doubt it.
Would you have let her suck your dick?
Probably not. Probably job. Probably.
Men are so full of it because men say one thing, but if presented with the situation, they would do it if they could get away with it. If it was really behind closed doors in a big, like, bolted door where nobody can find out or whatever. Question. Have you ever been at the club and you was, like, really feeling nice and the chick looked good because you were fucked up? And then you took her back and banged her. But when you fucked around there and looked at her in a sober state, you was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. Have you ever done that before?
Yo, I can say that that's never happened to me.
And I can say I don't believe you because you're like, I can say that's never happened before.
It's happened. Like, I've taken a chick home from a club and we did whatever, but she's never been that ugly. Like, in the morning, I never had regrets. That part is what I meant. That's never happened to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's happened before. Not a lot, you know what I'm saying, but a few times. Maybe I could count it. A few times. Very few.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say your dick game is?
Man. I said about a 25, maybe third coach or third.
I see. You don't have to click over on your BlackBerry and call and get a resume. I need a reference.
Yeah, man.
I can't be like, I think so. I'm not sure. Because, you know, females tell the truth. We tell the truth about everything. We will tell you if your dick is whack while you're still in us. A real female will. I will.
Well, all of my years of doing my thing, I've never been told that, so I think I'm doing something right.
What age did you start fucking?
Wow, I lost my virginity late. I lost my virginity while I was still in high school. I think I was a senior. I was a senior in high school.
What?
I was a senior in high school.
Damn. So how long have you been fucking then?
Well, I mean, I haven't been fucking as long as probably a lot of my friends, but I haven't really been getting it in. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of sowing up my royal oats right now. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Everybody that's listening, I think I found my next victim when I come to New York.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. This is going to be quite interesting.
Quite interesting.
So, one of my things that I want to do is... I think before I started taking my callers, because I see it's either going to be Review Paul or his girl, and hopefully it's his girl so she can help me double-team you, I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to put you more so in the hot seat so I can ask you more questions. We can talk about your music. We can talk about your career. Talk about how I might punish you when I get there. You know, the things that Chalk Mommy does on the air. And off the air, because I know you've seen my site, so you've seen a few of the victims and whatnot. And, you know, the last time I was in New York, you know, I got punished. I'll be the first to admit it. Hey, that was a good thing. You know, hey, I need that in my life again. But before we get all into that, I'm going to play. Which one should I play? Walk How We Walk or, wait a minute, let me get up to the top, or Keep It Moving. Which one would you like to hear first?
Let's hit him with that Walk How We Walk. Yeah.
All right. So here we go.
We walk how we walk. Talk how we talk. That's what it's about, twisting up, blazing out. Up in the club, see a girl who wanna cut. Tell her it's about these even amounts.
It ain't over yet. I just came to blow your set. Snatch up shorty from the crowd and get blessed. Catch wreck, gotta be on stage in 20 seconds. Gotta do my thing so they can deposit on checks. Long-winded at best, in other words, nothing less. Live wire, straight from here to Bangladesh.
Getting mouthed on jet, yeah, she passed the test.
Now all of her friends wanna get them the rest of the Mac Town crew, cause you know how we do. Posted up in the club with a bottle or two. Putting smoke in the air with no kids in the world. Big infants here, I'm gonna rain this year.
We walk how we walk. Talk how we talk, that's what it's about. Twisting up, blazing bounds. Up in the club, see a girl who wanna cut. Tell her it's about these even amounts.
So I'm here, my touch is lit. Hoes, they stare at a nigga like they vision impaired. Jeans fitting right, face on point. I'ma do my thing, give her everything she want. Ain't tricking here, just playing it for real. Get him gas, now we all off back to the pad. Exit the club, that thing sitting on dubs. By the end of the night, I'm already getting back rubbed.
Bottle in one hand, spliff in the other.
Tonight, I'ma do my thing, that's what she uttered. That's what's up, got the keys to the truck. And we halfway there with her hands on my nuts. Pulled up at the crib, open door, got biz. Mouth was ridiculous, tongue was the shit. Thinking to myself, can it get better than this? Tomorrow night back at the club, do it again.
We walk how we walk, talk how we talk. That's what it's about, twisting up, blazing down. Up in the club, see a girl who wanna cut. Tell her it's about these even amounts.
The following night, at the clubhouse, we getting right. Ma grinding on me with an ass. Type. She got a checkerboard Louis bag with the belt to match.
Girl, you make a nigga wanna straight up just lick the cat.
But easy, just conversation for the air. Let's get it clear, you dealing with a pimp over here. Mommy wanna stare cause my hair longer than hairs. Drawers got wet in a minute, out of here. Uh-oh, feel a strong sense of deja vu. Pure pimpin', baby, gotta let it do what it do. Getting hugs and rubs, all the above. Man, shorty can't keep her hands off his bugs. Late at night, got biz, gave it a pipe. All she kept saying was, you doing it right. Mind what you expect, cause you dealing with a vet. Big imp is here, now demolish this shit.
We walk how we walk, talk how we talk. That's what it's about, twisting up, blazing down. Up in the club, see a girl who wanna cut. Tell her it's about these even amounts.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Is it just me, or did I sound like a little bit of more bounce to the ounce? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, or maybe I'm just hearing things. But it sounds like a little beat from there. Is it?
Well, yeah, yeah.
Okay. See, I pay attention. Nice flow. You know, happy to
saying, and that song there called Walk How We Walk is currently available on iTunes, Rap City, Amazon, Baby, MP3, you know what I'm saying, go request it on Django Radio and all of that, Google me, Big Inf, you know what I'm saying, follow me, Big Inf 184, man, I need it in my life, yeah, Big Inf, Chalk Mommy.
I will make sure you get that. Now, the topic of discussion tonight is, when you've been banging out your shorty, or, you know, for us females, you know, when we're being intimate with our significant other, have you ever mentally fucked somebody else while you was fucking the person you was with? Like, you know, maybe that person didn't, it was just like, yo, you picture fucking her girl, you picture fucking somebody else, and you, like, get the best fuck on in your life, and come so good. Like, have you ever done that before?
Yeah, shit, everyone does that every now and then. I don't do it often, but it's happened.
realizing you was fucking, who was he?
Well, shit, it was during a time I had, like, I had a threesome and whatnot. So I was just thinking of that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yo, it was real intense.
Wow. And how was that for you?
Oh, man, it was incredible. It was a birthday gift. It was from an ex of mine. You know what I'm saying? She brought her girlfriend in. You know what I'm saying? And it was lovely.
Oh, shit. Damn.
But it gets
That's
a little...
a good thing.
Well, but it gets a little crazier than that. It gets crazier than that. Like, you know, I did my thing with them two or whatever, and then her girlfriend recommended this other chick. She told this other chick, and then it just got to where I was just boning all three of them and whatnot for a minute. And then, you know, it stopped or whatever because feelings was getting in because the dick play was just so incredible. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I was on some real grease.
Oh, your dick play was incredible.
Yeah, so I've heard.
You know if your dick good or not. Cause 20, this is what I've learned in life. 20 different people can't tell the same lie at the same time. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say is like, one girl here can't say, you know what I'm saying? So, you know if it's good or not. You know what the females tell you, and you know what you hear in the streets.
Yeah, well, I don't like to tote my own horn. I'm that type of person, so, you know.
Well, I'll tune it for you. I mean, I don't know about the dick game, but, I was shocked when I saw your picture. Not expecting you to be ugly because, a lot of stuff out of New York is nice. But I was like, oh, wow, he's cute. You got some nice lips. Well, I know you can eat some pussy because those lips, like, are clit lips, meaning they just look like they would just be magnetized to a clit and you wouldn't let go until she, like, squirted. And if she wasn't a squirter, after you finished with her, she would be. Is that
you
right?
Are, you right. You said it. I love you, pussy. That's my shit.
You got the lips for it. I'm not even going to lie. You really got the lips for it.
Yeah.
Hold on. We have some people that want to talk. I'm going to bring Carlos on because he's been on, like, hold forever, but he hasn't been on my show in a long time since I changed my format. It used to be, like, a free form. Everybody get in here, and it's just like being in a fucking chat room. And I was like, yo, hold on. Got to get some structure. I got to take more control over what I'm doing. So it works out for me. So let's see what the hell Carlos got going on.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get up. Let me go get us a ride.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, you know what? The next time you leave me in the queue that long, I'm going to slap the shit out of somebody.
I've
been on the queue all day.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but it's been a long time since you've been on the show, so I've changed the format a whole lot. So when my guests are on, I go ahead and kick it with them and play their music, and then we come on and we talk with other people.
Y'all
and I go back into them and whatnot. So how you been doing?
You know, it's been a whole lot of nothing and a little bit of something.
Really?
I've just been busy,
right?
That's all.
Working?
Yeah, and traveling, working and traveling. I was in Philly a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you probably in Philly when I was in New York. Is that when Bam was there?
Yeah, Bam was up there with us.
Oh, okay, yeah. He got a crazy-ass default pitch. It's Bridget the Midget getting fucked by some man, and he got her up on the kitchen sink or something. And I'm like,
Bam.
Wow.
Bam's
that crazy.
Is crazy.
Yeah, but I'm like, maybe I need to see Bridget the Midget fuck to see how she's getting down. Because a lot of people talking about her.
Yeah. So what's been going on? You going to look like a binary?
Nothing, just chilling, huh?
You been missing me on the show?
Yes, I've missed you a little bit.
I'm back in
just
full fledged now. I'm not going to miss nothing no more.
Well, I hear you. I'm gonna put you on mute for 1 second because I got another caller that wants to say something and then I'm gonna come. baby.
Go ahead, because I'm at the bowling alley. Do what you do. I'm waiting.
I know, it's so fucking loud. Hold on. Oh, man, hold on. My damn computer be acting up. 770-228, you on the air.
What up, Chop?
Hello?
What up, Chop?
Is this Ro?
No, it's not. This is DA. What's up, mommy?
Your phone is messing up, honey.
Can you hear me?
Barely. It sounds like you're in the water.
I mean, how about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. How
What's going
are
on?
You?
How you doing? I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Just chopping it up with my special guest, Big M. Taking him through the ward. I ain't even threw him under the bus yet, but it's coming.
Yeah,
it's
I heard
coming.
You. I heard you getting started though about his lips though. You know you're wrong for that. You're wrong for that.
Hey, God be wanting to know this.
You're
I'm
wrong for
to
that shit, yo.
I'm trying to increase his fan base, you know, because a lot of people in New York out there told shit it might be a female that's in her bed tonight listening to the show and might want her pussy ate. And as long as she's clean and she's fine and she's thicker than a motherfucker, I might be able to cut up with my dude. You know what I'm saying?
You know you're a mess. You know you're a mess. You're a mess with your shit, though. But it's all good, though. But yeah, my man, he got a lot of knowledge too about the industry. I mean, I always knew what he was saying when he was talking to you, and do a real smart about the game, though. I mean, I like this whole conversation. It was he was on point. All
right, good looking, homie. Good looking.
Love, man.
I'm sure because at the same time, you know, you was doing your thing back in the era with Houdini, Dana Dane,
he's so
MC
funny,
Light.
Yo. You were so funny, kid. You were funny. You got me on straight blast. You were funny.
Oh, no. I had to put you on blast because the two shows before this, you put me on blast. You know, you talked about my skills because you experienced them firsthand. So one blast. You know, I owe you. I owe you. You know, I love you, baby. I love you.
Funny. Yeah, no doubt. My man, he got mad knowledge. And what he was saying was about, you know what I'm saying, being from New York, you know, I guess you want to say the whole atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop originated in New York, you know what I'm saying? But then the whole idea with it coming down to the South and then going out west, you know what I'm saying? Then to New Orleans, you know, it kind of migrated to different places. But the actual home base is New York where it came from. But you got to be versatile too and say, like, you know, you can't say, I hate Drake or I hate Minaj or whatever. You got like everybody's music. I'm saying you got to be versatile in this industry. And yeah. That's what he was saying. And I respect that. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of cats back at home. You know, think like, you know, man, F this, F that, they ain't real rappers, they not Nas, they not Public Enemy, they not kicking on real knowledge, but it's all really in this industry here, it's what the market wants to buy, you know what I'm saying? It's not about who's the most lyrics or the best knowledge, it's about what the market wants to buy and what's going to sell. And that's your main product right now, that's what makes everybody buy billions, you know what I'm saying? And that's
exactly.
The game, you know what I mean? You can't sit back here and think that, you know, well, man, you know, I sound better than Duke. I'm saying I'm writing songs like Nas. No, Nas is, I'm saying, a very intelligent cat. And, I mean, he got mad lyrical skills. But that don't say Lil Wayne's not smart. Or, you know what I'm saying, he ain't got no lyrics. I'm saying, I mean, everybody's different. That's all. But you got, like, everybody's style, though. You can't be one side no more.
Yeah, exactly. You can't. You definitely can't. Because of the internet. The internet changed the whole game.
Oh, man. Yeah. And then now it's so wild because now, before, you couldn't even get next to a Puff or to a Nas or to a Ludacris. But now, because of Twitter, Facebook, oh, man, you got, like, direct contact now, these cats, yo. Direct
exactly.
contact, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like no more middleman no more. So it's like, you know, you got to be open-minded, man, and think for the future and not for the past.
Exactly, exactly. It's all about, yo, the way the game is right now, it's like it's set entrepreneur if this is what you want to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's really great right now. Like, a lot of people complain about the state of hip-hop and the internet and this and that, but I think it's a beautiful thing right now because the kids, they're taking it to the next level. Look, like I was saying earlier, look what Soulja Boy did. He may not be the best lyricist, but you got to respect that man's business hustle, and that's what it's about. And he's young.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, you know what I mean? So,
I respect the whole game, man. I'm old school to the fullest, but the game is what it is, you know what I'm saying? And you can't sit there and hate on nobody. I mean, if you do, you'll be in the back of the bus again. I mean, you'll be in the line for the food line, for real. You won't eat. You know, so I just posted on my Facebook, Lil' Kim going into Nicki Minaj. She went into her hard. I mean, she got her good, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm not mad because we all know that that's what sells records, the old school battle, you know what I'm saying? They battling. I'm not saying that Puff is behind it with the you know Puff is a businessman, so he probably saying, you know, listen, you give her the hardcore rap, Nicki, then Kim come back and bust it down, and that's gonna sell records. I mean, that's the nature of the beast, you feel me? To make money, and Puff is smart. He's a real smart dude, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody like, oh man, them young girls are really beefing, but we know from the streets of New York, they're not really beefing, you know what I'm saying? That's just selling records, you know what I'm saying?
Huh? Exact shit is WWF, man.
Of course. All day long. All day long, yo. I mean, I got to be on my page saying, yo, man, she went hard on Minaj. Yeah, it can do the thing. She had to, but it's going to sell records for both of them.
Yeah, that's all it is, man.
That's all it is.
Probably both plotting and planning. Like, and
of
it'll
course
be good
they are.
It'll be good
of
for him.
Yeah.
Right, Chalk Mommy Productions was good.
Yo, listen, man. Look, I'm going to put on blast. Listen, man, I'm going to put on blast, yo. Hey, Chalk, I'm going to put you on blast. Listen, my man, look. Chalk Mommy, man, I'm telling you, listen, she about it. She be on point with a B.I. for real. I ain't going to lie to you. She keep it real.
So far, she kept it 100.
Yeah, she do, man. She keep it 100 for real. We had her on the last show. She couldn't even talk, yo. She was speechless, man. She couldn't even talk, yo. She was like, We made her shut up, kid. We ran the whole show for her.
You made me shut up. No.
We ran your whole show, yo.
You made me shut up. You made me shut up because you threw some personal shit out there, and I have to live by what I say. Shit ain't a secret if you put it out there, but you was like one of my best kept secrets, because you know what I'm saying, because of our situations and shit. But, you know, since you wanted to bring shit to the forefront, I'm like, okay.
She's funny, ain't she, man? She's funny. Yeah. Hey, look, what's up? Yeah. Why? Because, look, see, I knew this little shy Chalk Mommy, right? I knew a little shy. I knew the girl named Pam. I didn't know Chalk Mommy, right? So I went to her show one day. She gave me an invitation going to her show. Oh, man, she talking mad shit, yo. She talking about this, that, what she can do, and sucking. I was like, oh, shit, who is this? Yo, it was like, what's that girl with Beyonce? What's her alter ego? What's her name? Sasha Fierce? That's who Chalk Mommy is. That's her Sasha Fierce. Chalk Mommy is, right? I'm like, oh, shit, yo, she has put it down, on the joint, put it down. I was like, oh, I got to bust it down, kid, real fast. I got her good, son. But, yo,
wow.
She's funny, but she's for real, she's the truth, though, man. She keep it real, though, but she's a funny character. She's a straight character.
See, you came into my life when Chalk Mommy was just chilling, and everything hadn't hit me yet. So then it's like when I started seeing, like, the influence that I had when I do certain things and just popping, I'm like, okay. So it's like when I'm chilling with you, I'm just me. Everybody can't see it just me. They can see Chalk, when, you know what I'm saying? But no, your ass had to come on and say what you had to say and tell niggas that the head game is really that fly, which, you know, shit, they can see. But, you know, from you being on the receiving end, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're real. I mean, you were saying how good it was. I'm like, yeah, she real. I mean, it was the truth. I mean, you were asking questions. I mean, she was putting niggas on blast, yo. Just, I mean, yo, listen, she was just dogging niggas out so hard. It was like a male bash show. I was like, come on, man, we can't have that shit, man. So we put on blast, that's all.
GA, it's not my fault that certain niggas in New York couldn't fuck. And I
hear you that bullshit again.
I mean, I said certain people. Not all niggas from New York got flag dick. Not all niggas can't fuck. I just guess I picked the bad ones, you know. So when I was there, Brooklyn represented, but in the past, Bronx, what? Mm-hmm. Long Island was Strong Island. They got thumbs up. Queens.
it's not my fault.
Wow.
Well, BX in the building all day, yo. Yankee Stadium, you heard.
You know what? If you give Bronx a new name, because I mean, you're not going to take what I say personal, and I mean, because you're a professional. But with the two times that I came to New York, and I interacted with Bronx niggas, they was fake, phony, and broke, and a fucking waste of my time. And I'm just like, yo, when person say they from Bronx, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to holler at you. It's nice meeting you, and I keep it moving. But you've been around the Bronx, and you've been cool, and me meeting you through technique, I can't put you in the same category with people that say they from the Bronx. Like, when I even see them forming their lips to be like, bro, like, I'm hoping they're going to say Brooklyn, because as soon as they say the Bronx, I'm either going to hang up on them, or I'm going to delete them off the BBM, or I'm just going to be like, damn. And I know.
That ain't right. Come on, that ain't right. That ain't fair.
No,
that ain't fair. Come on, that ain't fair.
Okay, but my thing is, when I come to certain areas, 3, 5, 6, 7 different times, and it's different people, but it's still the same end result. Fuck being fair. It's my personal opinion.
Oh, you just
Bronx can come to me, but fuck coming to Bronx. Ain't there nothing wrong with them, but they just, some of them ain't about their business. Some of them have no business. And I'm just like, the ones that got business, we can fuck together all day long. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can inspire me to do greater things, vice versa. But the average Bronx nigga can't do shit for me but make me laugh. That's it.
I fuck you shit. It's not niggas like that in the Bronx. They everywhere.
Yeah, all over, right?
I'm just saying, when I was dealing with the Bronx, that's what it was. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know, because it's just like different situations, different guys, different times, but it's still the same shit. And I would be like, what the hell? And people are like, nah, you was messing with the wrong niggas. And it's like, I wasn't really messing with them. I'm just like, I'm in the borough, and I'm like, okay, I'll stop by. You know, you talk good when we get there. I'm like, yo, because I'm the type of chick, you either put up or you shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And if we've been conversing, it ain't even no need for words when you fucking see me. Either drop them, handle your business, or just get the fuck on.
I feel you. That's what's up. A woman that knows what she wants. Wow.
There it is.
And then I can't stand for a nigga to lie on his dick. Like, don't send me no dick picture when your shit is angled to the left and you looking like you that nigga, and when I see you, you looking like you should still be in grade school. Like, you haven't hit puberty yet. Like, what the fuck happened? Like, was you using a penis pump and a stens? And a lot of people in all different states, I'm not going to call out New York like that, they tend to do that, and I laugh. And I'll be like, okay. And then I'll be like, I'm thinking it's just me, but I have other females that experience the same thing. But,
wow.
You know.
That's crazy. Wow.
That's real crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts, yo. That's nuts, babe. I can't call it. But BX in the building all day, big and sick.
Hey, yo. Listen. She can't say shit about Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah?
She can't say shit about Brooklyn, can you?
Not this go round. In July, I can say a whole lot of shit about Brooklyn. Shit. I still can't fuck with Harlem. And I'm saying, I think I may have touched the nerve with Ziti when I'm like, Harlem, what? Man, ooh. You know? But hey.
Wow, that's...
I don't know. Maybe Dipset need to give Harlem niggas lessons on how to fuck, but from my understanding, some of them can't swing either. I mean, I'm just saying.
Wow, she's throwing niggas under. Wow.
Yes, yeah, she's doing it dirty. That's her style, though. Dirty chop, man.
I mean,
dirty chop.
I mean, I'm like this. I talk it, I walk it, I live it.
Yeah.
There's a difference. People can talk it, and when the situation comes to them, they can't say nothing. They'll be like, oh, well, hell, I'm going to be like, yo, drop them, and I'm going to drop mine. Either I'm going to fuck you up, or we're going to fuck each other up, or whatever. But I'm going to make sure I get a good nut out of it. And if I don't get a nut, I swear to God, oh, you will be, like, before we even, the night is over with, your shit going to be on my site, and I'm going to dog the fuck out of you. So everybody that's listening, if you ever fuck me, and you don't fuck me right, I'm going to fuck you up on my... And I'm going to put that shit in the Google search engine so people can see me wreck your ass.
Wow. That's heavy.
That's deep, ain't it?
Wow.
That's deep, ain't it? Damn. I don't know what part of New York she been into where she got some bad dick, but I ain't never heard no bad, nothing bad from New York in my life, never. So I don't know where she's been at. Or somebody might have claimed this in New York. They probably lied. But I'm saying I represent the whole NY. And listen, I'm gonna fuck where you been at, yo. I think somebody gave the wrong information. They probably lied to you from New York. They probably said, yo, I'm from somewhere. They probably right from fucking Charlotte, North Carolina.
And you know what? You ain't even in New York right now. You in the ATL, so you just hush.
But I'm
you
from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I'm saying, I got to keep it real, though. I'm saying, you probably met some dude who said he's from there, you know what I mean? And probably lied.
Uh-huh. Probably.
You know what I mean?
Probably.
That's what probably happened, yo, for real. He probably had a baseball cap, Yankees, you know what I'm saying? You know, the whole paraphernalia, I know what happened.
Front thing, wow.
Nigga swag was way off, that's what it was, you know what I mean? Take it a bad name, that's all it was.
Wow.
You know, all I know is I met them when they were in New York and whatever. Y'all all have a certain type of accent, a certain kind of swag, you know, and different dick games. That's all I like to say. Some people are blessed. Some people can get through, and some people just whack as fuck. And I can honestly say my first go-round, whack as fuck. Then I met the one from Harlem, fucked him up, made an example out of him. Then when I came back, then I met, you know, some top-of-the-line kind of shit. But, you know, that may not happen every time, but I do know, you know, if in need, I can always go to the A, because you down there rowing, you know, you always give me good dick. I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real in the field.
All right,
I'm going to try to knock your fucking back out, you know what I'm saying? So you won't talk shit.
I'm gonna play this song so I can regroup, because y'all trying to double team me. But I got Nay on the line, so she's gonna help me get y'all. So this one is Steal Your Shorty from the chick that was on the show last week. So in fact, we play this, I want you and Ro to tell me what y'all think about her, okay?
All right.
Cool.
This one here's for the hood, baby. Kick a nigga out 1,000 times. I think you get a worse, but I'ma give you the good.
You be driving me crazy, but I'm still your show.
From Charlotte. That was off of her mixtape.
Okay. That's what's up. I can dig it. You know what I'm saying? Sound like she talking about me, because that's how I do, you know.
No.
Oh, great Gotham, Batman. You're killing me.
That might be words. Damn, my man.
Amen.
My man.
Oh my God. Wow, this is quite interesting. Now, back to your music career. And you said that you were on tour in 06 with Eminem and M.O.P. Like, how did that make you feel? Like, did that determine the role that you were going to take? Like, did that, like, with your path, did that direct the path that you're going in now, being on that tour?
Yeah, most definitely, because that showed me that there's a wider audience out there, you know what I mean? Like, just because, mind you, like, we were pretty much getting Eminem's crowd. You know what I'm saying? And you know Eminem, he fills arenas. Like, his shows be like 50, 60,000 deep. So he's bringing in Mobb Deep and M.O.P., you know what I'm saying? And when we came out there, it was just like, that's an experience that I've never experienced before, and I'll never forget it. Like, I have dreams about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, to go on stage in front of 50,000 motherfucking people and smoking a blunt, you know what I'm saying? and just feeling right, that was probably the best high that I've ever had in my entire life. And I've never gotten that high before after that moment. You know what I'm saying? So hell yeah, that moment turned me out and it made me go harder in this music shit. You know what I'm saying? Word.
So, is there any rapper out there that you would like to do a collab with that you like, that's hot, that you're like, yo, I really want to do something with them?
Not really, you know, because, Bun B from UGK.
Okay, I like him. He's nice. He has that old school swag. He got that hip hop
southern twang to him. So you know I could deal with him, but like you know like I the new cats out here. I mean they're cool, but I don't think you know if opportunity arises, then you know so be it. But I would choose Bun B. You know what I'm saying? And if Biggie were around, Biggie or Tupac, you know, like one of them guys or something like that, you know.
Okay. I mean, I don't see how y'all can do it because I did, like, my first drops for DJ Technique for his mixtape. So I had to go in the studio and do it and put the headphones on, be in the booth and all this other shit like that. And I swear, like, that was, like, the hardest thing because I had so many fucking bloopers. Like, yo, I couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, yo, right then, I was like, I can never be a rapper. I can never be a singer because listening to myself is like a big ass irk for me. And then just having that shit on my ear and, you know, going through the volume level. And I'm like, yo, nah, people that be in the studio, y'all got skills. Y'all are gifted. I mean, I'm gifted in something else. And I'm going to leave it like that. Like, no.
Well, you know, I mean, you don't sound bad. You have a sexy voice, so I don't know.
You know what somebody told me today, and that shit fucked me up. Okay, I'm on LinkedIn, so somebody sends me an email, and they're like, you know, freelancing. They do graphics, designs, and stuff, and you know, I need some logos. So I call them. They just email me, and I'm like, hi, can I speak to Nicholas? Oh, I'm busy. Can you call back later? Okay, yo, but you just left me an email and left me your number to call you. Oh, I'm sorry. You sounded like a bill collector. What the fuck?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you know, you have, like, a sexy, proper voice.
I'm not proper.
Well, you know, I mean, you sound innocent.
Innocent.
Yeah, like your voice, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you sound, you know, it's a nice voice. I like it. You should like
but
it, too.
But I'm very innocent, though. If you would never see my videos and you just seen a picture of me, you would swear I do shit and I was a homely person.
you're absolutely right. You're totally right about that. Because you don't sound like, you know, the person, you know, on your website.
Oh my gosh. What? You know, I was thinking about doing hardcore, but I had always been conflicted. So last Sunday, I Googled, because I want some porn stars to come on my show and we chop it up and everything. And this porn star decided to write a book. So while I'm like, oh, cool, this is something I need to read, I'm reading all these different stories from different porn stars in the industry. And I'm like, wow, hell no. I'll just still do what I do with a person that I'm involved with. Because, like, this chick told me, well, she didn't tell me, but it's like in the little excerpts or whatever, she had a scene with three dudes. After she did the scene, she could barely pee, and having this shit wasn't even an option for her.
Wow,
and
that's crazy.
Then this one chick was like, those tests, they think you get tested, it don't mean nothing. Her very first scene in the industry, she got gonorrhea and she got pregnant.
Wow, that's nuts. That's crazy.
See, I'm just like, they don't even have no feeling. It's when they getting fucked, they don't even feel it no more.
Well,
not
I guess
because they was fucking motherfuckers that had super big dicks. It's nothing wrong with having a big dick, but anything over anything over 10 is just useless. That's crazy because you're fucking up your insides.
Yeah,
you're fucking
really
up your insides. Anything the size of a soda can bottle. It's just ridiculous. Some people are borderline. I'm not going to call my names on the phone. But, you know, and like when men fuck girls, I don't know why y'all got this bad habit about your bitch, like not bitch, but some people do because we might want to be called that at the time. But y'all be determined. Y'all want to give us all that dick. Like, yo, you going to take all this tonight. Why?
Well, yo, sometimes it just be in that moment. Sometimes, you know, it's just that moment. You know what I mean? Especially if it's some new pussy. Lord, if it's some new pussy, it's over.
There it is.
Word up. If it's some new pussy, it's over. Ain't no pussy like some new pussy. I'll tell you that.
New good pussy, too.
Word.
Okay, so the new pussy is going to have to take all the dick regardless if she wants to or not.
Yeah, regardless, pretty much. That's about at least about 4 months, 4 or 5, give or take.
Okay, but do y'all realize that by the time y'all finish doing all that, the new pussy ain't coming back? Well, y'all are realize that, and that's why y'all doing what y'all doing.
Well, you know, after you beat it up like that, you give it a day or two to, you know, marinate or whatever, then you go back in.
And then it's new again.
Or some, you know what I'm saying, some niggas might not even do that. They may just give shorty an hour or two or a day, and then we're going right back up in there.
But we don't be wanting. Like, if me, if you beat it up that first time, I promise you, you ain't getting it again. If you punish me, your shit is, like, oversized, and because I'm small, you ain't getting it again. I'm sorry.
Well, damn, it got to be something, some type of compromise, or some head, a hand job, something, a foot job, something. Word up.
Hold on, I got something for y'all ass. Hold on. Wait a minute. Damn it. Nay.
Yes, ma'am.
You hear these motherfuckers on here?
I hear them.
Wow. Hey,
that
what up, Nay? What's good?
Hey, how are you?
I'm chilling, chilling.
I hear them. I can't do nothing but laugh.
Nay M.
Wow.
See, Nate, it's people like that. I wish that we were all somewhere in a room and I could just get you to, like, just squirt in the eye for me real quick.
Wait. Let's find Cecilia. Hold on.
All right, wait real fast. All right, now, okay, now who is Nate? Nate, what's
your Come on, Nay was on with me, you, and Mike.
Oh, not scared ass Nay. Get the fuck out of here. Not scared ass Nay. What's up,
wow,
Nay?
Wow.
This broad here just bounced off the phone, just got straight scared. We scared ass straight, yo. Get the fuck out of here. Who else is the next caller?
Listen, Todd, you have to defend me. My phone died.
My phone died.
Yo, we blew her ass off the phone, yo. She couldn't even come back and say shit.
Wow.
Yo,
look,
Todd did a whole 4-hour show without nobody. Nay was just gone. She was gone. She broke out.
People know you have a BlackBerry and your phone dies, your radio shuts off. You have to let that bitch charge up and your radio cuts back on, and then you're able to use your phone.
Yo, she online
and
like a good 2 minutes, yo. We blasted
that
and she was gone.
Oh,
what did
shit,
she
wow.
say? What did y'all say? Because I missed that whole segment. So what did you say about me?
Oh, we just blast you, huh?
We
blast you when you come back and talk. We just blast you.
What happened?
You were saying that some dude, look, she was saying some nigga, right, some dude she fuck with, right, she told dude about, all right, we're going to fuck one time, all right, that's it, you know what I'm saying, get the pussy, that's it, you know what I'm saying, I'm out, don't call me, I'm saying one time, that's it. So that dude starts talking to her, like, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, I want to see you again, I love you. I'm like, hold on, who does that, right? So it was me, my man from Connecticut, and some dude, where was he from, the other kid, from Philly somewhere?
Maybe
they
never
that kid Carlos. Was it Carlos? That kid Carlos? Was it him? Carlos?
Oh, yeah, he's from Ohio.
It was him. It was Ohio, Connecticut, and me on the phone, right? So we like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You know, Shorty talking about, you know, dude, she fucked dude, told him from the gate, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to fuck one time. Just pure pleasure. That's it. Don't call me. It's over. Don't call me no more, whatever. We good. Talk about dude stalked her. He called her like, yo, I want to see you. I want to have your baby. Oh, God, what the fuck
he,
does that?
He did.
Yo,
he
so we asked him. We like, yo, who does that? So I just
wow.
gave it to a raw, you know what I mean? And
who
then I just, like, dipped off the phone.
Niggas that get good pussy that don't know how to handle it.
That's pretty much
no
it,
no such
yeah.
thing, yo. If you tell a person from the gate, listen, you know, we're going to fuck one time, that's it. He know what time. I mean, he know what the deal is. He don't come out and say, yo, I want to call you tomorrow and marry you. That's a lame-ass nigga.
I met him off the thing. And he had a big dick. And I'm like, damn it. You know, I'm gonna take it. I mean, because he's a good 12, 13, easy. And
okay.
So I met him at the little BBM chat room thing. And he knew it was Fuck City. That's the name of the room, Fuck City. And he's the one that was acting all funny. After
wow.
the first time, I was like, okay, that's cool. You know, then it was like, I want to see you again. Or let me spend time with you and the kids. Or can I go
wow.
to your son's football game? And blah, blah,
wow.
blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Wow.
That nigga.
Wow,
where was he from? Where was he from? I'm saying, answer your own question. Where was he from?
North Carolina.
There you go, then. That's the answer. He's not from New York. He's not from a borough. Where's he from? North Carolina.
He's not from. Okay, do I have to go ahead and set examples? Because just because the person is, come on now, good pussy has made New Yorkers do some fucking crazy shit.
Like what?
I've been doing it, but oh yeah. Mhm.
Like,
yeah.
Wow.
What now? Say again. What now?
Crazy, good pussy has made some New Yorkers do some crazy shit.
Like what? Name something that New Yorker did that was crazy over some pussy, you tell me.
I moved to North Carolina.
Wow.
Okay.
Wait, what?
I had a nigga move to North Carolina.
Because he had charges, that's why.
Wow.
He had charges, that's why. He had charges. He had to break out. He had charges. That's why he moved down there. That's why. It wasn't a pussy. He had charges. He had warrants. I'm telling you why he did. He had warrants. The one with a pussy.
Whatever. He did not have no warrants.
Oh, I'm yo. Hey, am I right, son? It wasn't.
Hell
it was.
Yeah.
He had warrants. He had warrants, yo. He wasn't.
Yo,
wasn't
you already know. You already know. Where you from? What's your name? Nia? Nate? What's that?
Nate.
Nate, where you from?
I'm from North Carolina. Well, raised in North Carolina, born in California, lived here for over 20 years, but North Carolina. All
right, cool. All right, that's what's up. So that's your peoples right there, huh, Chuck?
Yes, I mean.
They say she has squirted.
Wow.
I mean, I haven't experienced it yet because, you know, we're still working out, you know, scheduling and, you know, finding the third person that can bring it because we ain't nothing to play with. You know what I'm saying? We ain't nothing to play with. So we really want to find a victim to take him through there, put it on camera, everything, and sit back and laugh at his ass. So you a real volunteering? I mean, y'all wowing. Can we get some volunteers?
Oh, shit, we already in. What the fuck you mean? Where are we there?
Hell,
y'all want to fuck when? Tonight, tomorrow, when? Y'all want to fuck when? Y'all talking shit. When y'all want to fuck?
Ralph, come on.
Ain't nothing. All right. When
Tuesday
fuck,
is good for me. Tuesday is good for me because I'm going to need some frustration.
All right.
Okay.
Everything.
There it is. I'll be both
Wow, that's what's up.
They talking so much. They don't want to do shit, man. Trust them.
I know. He's so talking shit.
Y'all got so much shit on her game.
No. I don't talk shit.
They hot. Hey, look, man, how much am I? He 13, 14 inches. Okay, y'all hear talking. I hear talking. He 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that old boy shit. That old
big dick.
That old Remy Ma shit.
He had a big dick. I mean,
he,
you know.
He, yeah, that's all he had going for him because he wasn't a cute nigga. He just had a big dick.
Wow.
That is it.
Damn, okay.
And I wanted some pleasure.
Yo, Nay-Nay. All
right. Nay-Nay.
Nay, what you working with, for real? What's
what
size,
you
what's,
mean?
What size your titties? How big are your titties? For real. How tall are you? How much you weigh? What you working with, for real? Let's talk.
Okay,
listen.
Huh?
My titties are...
I'm
going to
break it down now,
sir.
I'm
going to
break it down. What you working with, Jody? What's up?
Did you hear it?
What'd you say?
My bra size is a 42H.
Damn.
Okay. All right. How tall are you?
I'm short. I'm a thick chick. I'm not skinny. I'm only 5'2".
How much you weigh?
Listen, you don't ask me how much you weigh.
We on the fuck line. Talk real. How much you weigh?
I don't care. You still don't ask someone's female weight.
You can't. So yes, you can't ask that question. You want a phone blast a nigga on the phone? Keep it real. We talking, right?
Then I can tell you I'm a thick. I'm not skinny.
Okay.
But I'm not sloppy either.
I mean, I see thick down here, and it's like thick is like real thick. Now you thick,
listen,
real thick, or you like? I mean,
I can still see my pussy when I stand up.
You said what?
Okay. I can still see my pussy when I stand up. I'm not huge, but I'm not skinny either.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is then. Yo, I say New York versus North Carolina. That's what I say.
Oh, you already know who's going to come on victorious
we gonna
in that
win.
And why.
We're going to win every time.
And why all day.
We're going to shut any ass up for real.
Oh, yeah,
and
you why? Already know.
All day.
You already
see,
know.
I don't talk this shit with Ro, because I already know what Ro is capable of.
Damn right.
And I've seen Imp, and I mean, I can't say nothing bad. I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying. I'm a
trooper. I think DMX said it best,
yo. I'm going to take it.
He's not even not breathing right. He said it best, yo. That nigga said it best, yo.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
He leave females not breathing right when he get dumb their ass. That's the real talk.
What? Say what?
Leave females not breathing right.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's real talk.
Who be having breathing problems?
Oh, that's what my man said. Oh, now, see, when I get done with you, go to sleep. They sleep for like 2 days, 3 days in a coma. Should I start pulling records on niggas, yo, real fast, or should I just keep it low?
Baby, do your thing.
Shock mommy.
Huh?
On my ass.
Oh, yes. You a good sedative. I ain't gonna lie. I don't take nothing away from you. You a good sedative, good dancing.
This nigga, this nigga was calling, look, this nigga here was calling motherfucking, she was calling Ralph, she was calling Z, the sheep, everything. Knock the fuck out.
Wow.
Okay, but tell them what happened. I have been drinking, and prior to that, I took some Benadryl.
No. Listen, look.
You rocked me to sleep, but... also had some things to manipulate the situation. I ate the pork. My tongue swole. I took Benadryl.
All that shit
were
off. Listen, look. All that shit were off, all right? We fucked before the club, right? All right? Club let out. Came back to the crib. This motherfucker here was like, he's like, nigga, I'm good. Nigga just passed out, yo.
Wow, shit. She forfeited. Wow.
Oh, come on, man. Yo, and look, this is my dog now. She can get down for real. This nigga like, yo, she said, Ro, listen, I just need a little more time.
Wow.
That was Chalk Mommy.
You know what?
You did.
You know what?
You wanted to hear it? That's the Raw.
But that's how we do, yo. That's how we do, yo. That's how we do up here. That's how we do around these parts.
And what parts is that again?
NY.
Like where?
NY. New York City.
I'm Brooklyn.
BX, baby. BX. Only from BK. I'm from the BX, yo.
Okay.
He's the only one from the Bronx that got something going on in his life that I've met so thus far. I mean, when I get to New York in a couple of weeks, I might see something different. You know what I mean? But, you know.
Yeah.
Great Gotham Batman. We're going to take a break, and we're going to play, Keep It Moving, because I got a feeling I'm going to be playing this for a lot of motherfuckers when I come back up there.
All right.
Big M. Yeah. Pops always told me, better days ahead. The least I can say for fake friends you shed. All a nigga ever wanted to do was get ahead. But yet still they plot on my downfall instead. I break bread like Doogie's, only if they knew this. Give a nigga some time, maybe he'll shine. I'll be off my block when I'm around these jocks. Me and my dude holiday be OG all day. They can't understand that in their eyes are white. Cause I don't be around with all the gossip and mishap. Man, I got bigger fish to fry, contracts to match. Had the opportunity to go on the road off rap with the world's most famous Brownsville cats. Seen another life and how it should be lived, and I want that. So I'ma do what it takes, my nigga, to get that. My hunger's to live, I'ma give it all I got. Word to my kids.
All I got is a dollar and a dream. No matter what they wanna say.
Keep it moving. Friends become enemies over some bullshit. Who gon' bend? Not I. Was built to win. Put my life on the line, dog. Bleed with the pen. Man, so many of my friends now gone in the wind. Yo, I try not to sing while I'm sipping my hand. Came up with a plan to get me out of this pit. Stay focused and dedicated and stick to the script. Man, I gotta maintain with these haters in my lane. Cause they think a nigga getting boo-hoo paid. Put out some mixtapes, yo, here and there. Got a crazy buzz, the whole internet world shit. But that ain't enough for certain people that I trust. So I keep them close, like my Louis Blackberry touch. Stay in the zone, mentally home alone. I keep it moving on these niggas, I stand alone.
All I got is a dollar and a dream. It don't matter what they wanna say.
Haters got a job to do, and I'm it. But it won't fade me, cause I'm that dude, baby. Won't fold under pressure, I actually work better. Juggling a 9-to-5, pursuing this rap life is stress enough without you envious fucks. Man, I'm doing me, why would you wanna disagree? Cause I don't put niggas on, I barely eat. Man, choose your side, that was told to me. I looked in his eye, a big wig, putting numbers in the sky. I'm gon' ride, you see the fire in my eyes. All I got in this world is my balls and my world. So on that note, I take two toasts to the piff. Go hard like I ain't got nothing, this bitch. Just now we'll never get off the block, get clever. Get it, man. I'm gonna do my thing.
It don't matter.
gotta keep it moving. Oh, oh, yeah. No matter what, no matter what, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. Go get that. Currently on iTunes, Amazon, Rap City, Big Station, Django, all of that. Big M's, keep it moving. Yes. Yo.
Hello.
Going on?
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Where everybody go? They left?
I don't know.
I'm here.
Okay,
all right,
they're there. All right, they're there.
Oh. All right, cool, cool, cool.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, what happened? Everybody faded out?
No. What happened was I put my dumb ass on mute and was talking and forgot to take me off.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Question. So, for people that want to submit beats to you, like for producers and stuff like that, how do people go about getting in contact with you on the business tip? Whether it be people that want you to write for them, people that want you to throw parties for them, people like that's trying to submit beats, you know, maybe they can take you to that next level. You know, give them your contact information because I come across people like that all the time, and I'm a networker, and I like to put people together that belong together that's going to do nice work, and it's going to be a unification. It's going to be like a perfect project as a whole. I don't got time for bullshit, so if a person call me or hit me up and I feel they on some bullshit, you'll never know because I won't give them none of your fucking information.
I feel you. All right.
To kick rocks.
All right. Well, you know, they got the Twitter, you know, BigF184. They could DM me on the Twitter, and my email, biginfmixtape@hotmail.com. Just get at me.
Why you got Hotmail? Why you ain't got Gmail?
I mean, I do got Gmail, biginf184@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Gmail is just so good.
Yeah, I have all. I got Yahoo, AOL, you know, all of them, really. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's how people could get at me. That's how they could get at me. You know? We in the building,
okay,
BigInf.
What about the females that are in New York that's laying on their bed and they're feeling lonely and they done heard about them whips that be munching? How can they get in touch with you for a quick fix?
Well, shit, yo, get on my BBM, yo, tell them to holler. Tell them to holler, yo.
Oh, have you ever met a chick on some blonde date shit and she was bad as fuck on the picture or whatever? Then when you went and saw her, it was a totally different situation. How did you handle that?
Wow. See, I think my whole downfall thing is I just like being polite and nice to people. Like, I don't really like to, like, be rude or whatever. So, that like, one time that happened, I took one for the team. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where that term comes into play, take one for the team. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now, when you say you took one for the team, did you bust a nut or you just sat around?
Nah, I did my thing. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, you know, what I preferred, you know, but, you know, like I said, like I told you earlier, you know, ain't no pussy like new pussy. You know what I'm saying? It happened, and hey, one thing led to another, and I did what I did. Of course, I left her ass, you know, looking crazy, but that was just a one-time thing. I didn't want to go back to that. I was good, you know.
Wow, so you will take one for the team. I like that. You know what I'm saying? You could have easily lied and been like, hell no, nah, I got the fuck out of there. But you sat there and you told the truth.
Yeah, I took one for the team because, you know how you females are. Like, if one girl going to do something, then she ain't going, then the other girl ain't with it. You know, it was one of them type of situations. So I had to make a home girl feel comfortable. And,
so
you know,
man could get some ass.
Yeah, I destroyed her. You know what I'm saying? I plummeted her. You know what I'm saying? She was cool. She was cool. I gave her about 3 nuts. She was pretty cool.
Damn, you took more than one for the team.
You know, I'm saying,
Well, like I said, right timing. You know, the alcohol was flowing, the weed was there, the money was right, everything was cool. I was feeling good, so why not?
Okay, hold on. I have another call that want to say something. They want to say something real quick because they called in. They said I knew the red hand came up. 718-374. Hold on. 718-374, you on the air.
Yo, you already know who this is, baby, so you better cut it out. Mommy, what's the deal, man?
Hi.
What's up, man?
I don't have caller ID, so I'm not good with numbers. Unless
what?
It's in my phone, I have the name. Who this?
Who this? This the one and only, man. That good Brooklyn boy, man. You already know who this is. After
oh,
I
is
say
this
a
gorgeous gangsta?
You're ready, baby. What's up?
Oh, hi, baby.
What's the deal? What's the deal?
Nothing. How are you doing?
I'm telling you, know, I'm like, let me see. Let me call up the show. She was popping on the show. Let me call up the show. She was there. What's up, though? What's the topic and all that? I just called up. I was even listening to nothing. Like, what's going on?
Okay. We have Big M from the Bronx. He's a rapper. We just played his songs. They are really, really nice. I'm going to put them up on my site for December. And
okay,
we have Ro out of Georgia. We have Nay from North Carolina. She's in the group Chocolate City. And basically the topic of tonight is, have you ever fucked somebody? When you was fucking them, you pictured fucking somebody else, and did you really come good? You know, and everybody's like, they've done it. But my question is, it's like, for men, because y'all are dogs, have you ever fucked your girl and pictured it, like, to be her best friend or your man shorty because the bitch was just so bad and you just knew the only way that you could fuck her was the mind fuck?
Yo, you dirty, yo. You dirty.
Wow.
She said, yo, she's good. She is good, right?
Oh, dirty on that one, yo. Yo. Your man.
I mean, we don't do that. We don't do that. So y'all would do that.
I will
do that in a heartbeat.
Hey, yo, I damn sure ain't do that with you, baby.
Well, anybody hitting me is going to concentrate on hitting me. I'm not worried about the next stick.
You
but
know, I was straight focused on you, baby. Straight focused on you.
Hey, look, he just said that Noring got no good dick game. Didn't he, son?
Word.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, he said.
He won't kick that shit while I'm on the phone.
No, she said,
New York
got no dick.
Hey,
wow.
Is that true? Is that true?
No, blind, son, put on blast.
No.
Hey, yo, you said
no,
that?
No, hold on. I'm having
no,
a pit issue.
I'm
having pit issues. I have a pit in my house, and my female is about to get at her.
Yeah,
no, where is everybody at?
Yo, you
I'm
are
here.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, sure.
What, she was talking shit about New York?
That mad shit, yo.
Yeah, she was.
Somebody
she
can't ain't fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
So she ain't big up.
Hold on.
So she ain't big up. She ain't big up Brooklyn, fella?
No, hell no.
No.
Hell no.
But
listen, she said.
Wow.
I didn't say anything.
They can't fuck, yo. I heard her say. My man said, too.
The whole time that I was there.
Okay, I'm about to say, like, hold up, wait a minute.
Oh, he's fucking Brooklyn. Oh, my God. Yo, son.
Oh, nah. Because he's
fucking Brooklyn.
You know I'm in a class all by myself. Like, stop it.
Yes, you are. but you still listen. You're in the class by yourself, but you still can feel it. Don't get it twisted. You can be special, but you still don't feel it in a special way.
All right, baby. All right. You got it. You got it. I hear you. I'm just checking you. I'm like, yo,
well,
I know
y'all
I don't got
it. Pressure running up, and I don't even have high blood pressure.
I'm like, I don't got to check her now. She's saying Brooklyn ain't holding down. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, nah. Brooklyn was good. Brooklyn was straight.
All right, baby. Okay.
Okay.
Now, wait, besides that, fuck Brooklyn.
Huh?
I said besides Brooklyn, I'm talking about me.
I mean, you good.
All right, baby.
One bad thing about one person, and that was somebody from Queens, and they fell short. I don't know what happened.
She put a nigga
on
black.
Wow.
Y'all can help me understand this. Nay, you gonna laugh at this one. Okay, me and a dude, we chilling.
May real quiet.
She listening.
May
never talk.
I know May in the chat room. May don't never. May scared to talk to me.
She be just watching.
Who is that?
She a little. Oh,
wow.
She's
going this gangster, baby.
She a peep
show. Talk to who?
You know who I am. I'm the gorgeous gangster, baby.
How am I scared to talk to you? I said hi.
She sounds so sweet, innocent.
Yeah. Nate, listen.
Yo, man, all I know is she shitted on Brooklyn, yo. That's all I know.
I'm about to shit on Brooklyn, but I'm about to shit on Queens. Nate, check it. Me and the dude, we chilling. I ain't really trying to fuck with him. So we go ahead and we try to do the thing or whatever, right? He hitting it from behind. I'm not phased at all, like no movement. No, I'm not even throwing it back. I got my face in the cover laughing, and he's thinking I'm BBM and shit. Nigga stops mid-stroke and is like, yo, oh, my God, I failed you. I just realized I'm fucking Chuck Mommy. Oh, my God, I'm such a failure. Stop fucking twisting.
Wow.
That shit was rehearsed. That was written, yo.
What kind
of
nigga does that?
Yeah, that has
what
to be
kind of
written.
Nigga does
that's written, son. That ain't
no,
true. Who does that, yo? Nobody does that. That's
oh,
wrong,
man.
Queens.
That's corny.
That shit was written, yo.
Somebody from Queens from the Popular Republic movement.
Wow.
That's a lie.
That's crazy.
That shit was written.
That's crazy.
That's her and Nate writing notes to her.
I don't know.
In the chat room.
You know? If I can make a motherfucker change up in mid-stroke, I must be a bad bitch. I'm that anyway, but still, shit.
Oh, man. Okay.
Somebody turn that violin off, please.
Hey, yo, man, for us fellas, man, you just got to lay some good dick down. That's all they got to do, man. And females will be satisfied, man.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. That's coming to church.
Because if we're not satisfied, I promise you, we're going to tell your business. We're going to tell your phone number. We're going to tell your PIN number. We're going to put it out there. And the only bitches you'll be able to fuck is motherfuckers that ain't got no good pussy and don't care. Because the bitches with the good pussy ain't going to fuck with you because they already know you're not capable of satisfying people.
Wow.
So niggas
I'm ready to come with she at, man. That thing is good. Wow.
I'm ready to take a trip, man. You heard?
Wow, that shit like
I'm
that.
I'm probably like, this nigga's a fool. She took a trip to NY. I'm ready to take a trip there, man.
Wow.
Yo,
see,
I like her, man. She's a funny motherfucker. Yo,
That's why me and her got that good bond. Like, I fucked her all day.
Okay.
So here you got it, all right? So listen, my man, everybody said no, she's good, and I'm saying she got good head, good fuck game, whatever. Now, my man, you got to try out, man. Now, I'm saying we get your viewpoint about it, and then we'll know if it's all real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Get your viewpoint on her, man, because, you know, she a male basher, yo. But before you're on the phone, she hated Brooklyn, yo. She hated Brooklyn.
I did not hate Brooklyn. No, you was on the phone. Did I hate on Brooklyn?
Yep.
What if I some
wow.
Oh, my God. Why am I
Nay, where you
Brooklyn?
From, Nay? Nay, you from NC, right, Nay?
Yes, I am.
Oh, she quiet. Nay, quiet as hell.
Listen,
y'all are all dominating the conversation,
I'm not going to say.
So I can't say nothing.
All right, well, look. All right, Chuck Mama just said they want to do a threesome, right? Is that what she said earlier, my man?
Yeah, she said that.
Her and Nay want to do a threesome, right? Am I right, Nay?
Chuck Mama can vouch for my performance, Nay.
We can get it popping. You heard, Nay?
Now, who was that? Who was this talking
about?
He's from Brooklyn, baby. He light skinned. Okay. He's about 5'11". Got a nice little build. Got a baby face. Whatever. He got cute little kid. He got some little gentleman like mannerism, but he can be a thug at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I just need him to go to work more and stop taking for granted he works with.
What'd she say?
She said she needs you to go to work more.
What does that mean, go to work more?
It's an inside joke about his uncle.
Okay.
Because I was like, you go to work today, his uncle pissed him off and he won't go. You know, because it's a family run bit. You know how we do when it's family? We're like, shit, we good. We don't get it like a regular job. So I always have to be like, it's like a little inside joke.
So, Chad, how many thumbs up you giving? How many we get thumbs up? How many we getting GA on thumbs up for GA?
Oh, GA got 2.5.
Wow.
We're going to get it, son. We're going to get it for real.
You from GA, man?
No, I live out here.
He's from Brooklyn, but he lives in GA.
Straight from Brooklyn, Canarsie. Hold on.
For Canarsie? Oh, he close. You close by.
Wow, man.
So, with that being said, I told her before, she know NY, right? she know for real we hold it down. She know we hold it down.
Sure, man.
We hold it down, yo. We hold it down, man.
He said Canarsie. I went to Bildersee in Canarsie High School.
I remember a time when blacks weren't even allowed in Canarsie.
Real shit, you right. Yeah, I'm allowed in Canarsie, yo.
Hey, yo, Chuck.
They're going to put it down on you. They're scheming on you. Fuck that. Please, nobody ever scheme on me. Now, next. Please, because where I fall short, she'll come in like a fucking beast and fuck niggas up. I got to come to NC, man, for this action with me, you, and Nay. Head on, Chuck.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about he coming, but I'm like Tuesday works.
I said me, you, and they head on. Full of stuff. All right.
That's cool with me.
We always talk about it
in the room anyway. Exactly. This is nothing new to the airwaves.
Damn, you need to bring Nay up to the NYC with that. What the fuck going on?
I came to New York in August. So I haven't been since August. I came in July.
You gonna be able to come? You can't come the next time I go, right?
When are you going?
See,
I want to go before the year is out.
Oh, I would have made 2 trips by then.
Okay.
You trying to go before the New Year's up, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you coming back.
But listen, I don't do the bus. I have to fly.
The bus takes too long.
Okay.
Girl, you can get fucked up and have a good time. I don't have the patience for the bus. I want to be there if in you an got hour something so I can going have the rest on of in my the back, day. You'll be good. You got something going on in the back, you'll be good. I want to be there. I want to be in New York in an hour so I can have all day to fuck and do what I need to do.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I'm coming, man.
Wow.
I got time to be on no bus for no 10 hours. Hell no. So.
Say, you could say that again. She said, I don't want to be on no bus for no 10 hours. She said, I'm trying to get there in an hour so I can fuck or whatever. I'm feeling
the real shit, shorty. Your chalk mommy, you definitely got to make that happen. Y'all got to bring y'all asses up to the NYC.
For real. For real. For real. For real.
It's going to be chalk mommy and AJ over NY.
Oh,
We're going to have to stream that.
Word up.
And when y'all said y'all coming, I'm coming like in a week or two, and then he's like, you want to come through? You think you're so slick? You ain't coming in a week or two? Because everything determines if I get this apartment or not. If I get the apartment, then I'm going to come sooner because I have to meet with a web designer for my site and everything like that. But I don't never say it until I know for sure. Then that's when you'll see in my status the dates that I'm coming.
Oh, okay, it's just a thought.
It's just an idea.
Well, don't worry.
Because, you know, you still owe me some jerk chicken.
Somebody jerk chicken, rice, and peas.
That's my shit.
Wow.
I don't eat nothing else but that.
Okay. That's what's up.
No, you can't come to the NY without seeing me, babe.
Oh, didn't know that. I only have two requests. I have to go to Nike Town, and I got to go to a club because I still haven't been to a club since I've been out. I haven't been out, period, like, you know, to no bar, nothing. So those are the two things I have to do on my next trip.
Okay.
Cool.
You got to go to Nike Town,
all right. Yeah. Oh, because I already got a, what? And what is that? Was it a goodie bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already got a goodie bag waiting for me. So, gangster, you gotta give me a you gotta get a goodie bag too.
Oh, okay. All right. I get a goodie bag, please.
A goodie bag.
I would definitely get you a goodie bag.
A goodie bag. What's in your goodie bag, Chop Mommy?
One thing I know is in there is a pair of sneakers size 6.5 in kids, and then they have to surprise me with their male imagination so I can see, like, what type of people they are, and, you know, because women like men that give good gifts, and we don't want to have to tell you what we like all the time, so they should have a feel for the personality, then go out and be like, you know what, she might like this, she might like that, I'm going to put it in a little bag, when I see her, I'm going to give it to her and shock her so she can be like, wow. Women like to be wild on some real shit, not on some wild, this motherfucker ain't shit, but just on some good shit.
Okay. Cool. Sounds cool to me.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean, each time I come to New York, I like to do something different. So this time I have to go out. Like, I don't need to go to no, like, major club. I mean, shit, I might go to the strip club. I might, if I'm drunk enough, I might swing on the pole. But if not, I'll just sit in the crowd and chill.
Yeah. Wow, that's what's up. All right.
As long as I got some food and I'm in my room and it's comfortable, I'm good. And I got my laptop because I'm always doing business. I'm always checking my numbers. I'm always seeing how I can improve myself, my show, site, everything. So, I mean, I'm a business woman first, then I'm Chalk second, third, then I'm Pam third, and then I guess first and foremost, I'm always a mom. Whether I don't, sometimes I'm a good mom, sometimes I'm a bad mom. It just depends on what my mood is. But for the most part, my kids love me, and you know they support what I do. My daughter is my biggest fan. She normally calls in so she can hear me, you know, put niggas on blast or put them in their place. But you know, she falling the fuck off.
Nope.
She's standing right here stuffing her big ass face, motherfucking troll.
How the grands doing, baby?
Oh, the grandkids are doing fine. Michaela is better than the motherfucker. I mean, she done. I don't think she got no whoopings today. I ain't hit her, but like other than that,
I ain't whooped Chloe ass today neither.
Wow. So see, people with parents, grandparents, and like people like grandparents. What the fuck, a grandma? But
cooling,
you know,
she's even cooler today.
That's good.
Hey, yo, Chalk Mommy.
Yes.
Yo, this is Inf. Yo, I'm about to sign off because I gotta go handle something, you know. But yeah.
Nate on the brain. So when he's spitting them records, he's gonna be visualizing me and Nate. And I promise you, he gonna fuck up tonight. He gonna fuck up tonight.
Yeah, I gotta get ready for the next thing. But I'm gonna give you a shout out on the mic and all that.
Yo, F, hold it down, man.
Definitely.
Thank you, we really enjoyed you, and I'll blast your information out to everybody and stuff so they can get in touch with you for beats and songs, parties, mixtapes, and everything.
All right. That's what's up, babe girl. I appreciate it. It was nice talking to you. I had a great time. BK, that's what's up, my nigga. Yeah, we're going to get up, you know.
Hold it down, yo.
Definitely. Hold it down, boy.
All right. Yeah, Chalk Mommy, it was good to see me and Chalk Mommy real soon.
Yeah, real soon.
Well, all right, Fuso, enjoy. God bless. Good night.
Nay, boy, I tell you. What's my favorite saying? Niggas and flies and bitches and shit. These dudes are funny as fuck.
Actually, I want to say
I have a 757 number 810. I don't know if that's Juicy from my group because I never really talked to her on the phone, but I know she's from VA. And then I have one of a kind. He's just sitting back listening. Hold on, let me see if this is her. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Damn. 757-810, you're on the air. Hello? Well, I guess they're being
shy. They're getting talked. That's crazy. They want to listen. That's crazy.
They're playing possum, huh?
Yeah, for real.
But a lot of people like to listen. That's a good thing. They can learn.
So, Chef, you can listen without pressing one? Why they press one for?
I know, right?
Nah. Like, when you want to talk, it'll be like a little hand that comes up or an arrow that lets me know. But they didn't switch that. I was just going to see if that was her and bring her out.
So other than that, how was your day today? Chalk Mommy, how was your day today, sweetie? How was your day?
My day was good. Tomorrow is going to be a little rough because that's when we lay my grandfather to rest.
Tomorrow?
So,
okay.
Yeah, so... I think that's when
I ain't speak to you in a couple of days. My great grandma's passed, and we laid her rest Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. You good?
Yeah, she be all right. Yeah, I'm all right.
It seemed like all the old soldiers is like going home so they can go ahead and get ready for that big ass battle.
Yeah.
Right. I think tomorrow I'm going to hit a blunt. Bobby, you got me?
I think tomorrow I'm going to hit a blunt.
I think I'm going to get fucked up.
How was your day?
My day was okay. I'm moving, so just unpacking and relaxing now. So.
Oh, we moving from one part of NC to another part?
Yes.
Okay.
She's still in her same town. She's like 20 minutes away from me. So it's like when y'all come down, we ain't that far to travel.
Y'all 20 minutes away from each other?
And she still ain't gave me no pussy, so.
I like that.
Like that shit, too. Say it again, Nate.
I like that. Say it again. One more time.
I said, and she still hadn't given me no pussy. So what kind of shit is that?
You might be scared of you, man.
I'll be there Tuesday.
After a while.
Nay, she might be scared of you, man.
She's scared. No, because she's too busy. She is too busy. She has a new job, so I'm letting her get settled in. And then she moved, and then I'm trying to move. And then, you know, dealing with whack people and stuff like that, utilizing energy on how to get them the fuck out of our lives, you know, it takes a toll on people. And you just don't have the time to enjoy the things that you normally would.
Okay. I give her that because I was working two jobs at one time and taking care of my kids and doing, okay, I'll give you that one. I'll give it to you. My fault.
That's some good old mommy duty. What's good?
So hold on. So look, hold on. So you said Tuesday, right?
I gotta see.
You good too? You good Tuesday, Nay?
Tuesday, I get off work at 5 o'clock.
Can you fuck on Tuesday, Nay?
I can fuck Monday night. I can fuck any time in the afternoon.
Okay, cool. So we straight for Tuesday, right, child?
You called it earlier.
We fucking Tuesday?
Okay. I know, but I forgot Mother Nature.
Ah, shit. Motherfucker, see that?
Well, my Mother Nature's not on, so you can most definitely watch.
My girl.
No problem with that.
That's real.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about.
That's real.
And
so,
what time will you be here, Ralph?
I could be there by, like, what, midtime? I'm down the street from y'all. We'll be 3.5 hours away.
Who's talking?
That's Roe.
And he's in Georgia, right?
This is GA.
I guess then, just let me know. I'm in Greensboro. I work in Greensboro, so it's whatever.
All right, cool. Well, there it is then. It's a done deal then. All right, so we fucking on Tuesday.
Man, you thick, right, man?
I am. Oh, no, who's talking to me now?
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know my voice. I'm trying to think.
I think you have my pen. And so
I do got your pen.
I think we exchanged pictures the other day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to figure, like, I be doing so much, man. Damn weed, man, be fucking up my brain, so.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to look right now while I'm on the phone with y'all.
Look at you. I know it's been over a week, I think.
You said it was like over a week ago?
Yeah, I don't have no pussy pictures in the chat room no more because of some certain reasons. So I took them down. I think I sent you one personally.
Well, you need to put them up. Only reason you should do that is I took them down. Just fuck what somebody may have said or whatever in the fucking group. They can kick motherfucking rocks and kiss my ass.
Listen,
you know,
I am not fooling with
you. They need to go back up. You heard me. They go by
that. I hear you talking.
If motherfuckers got problems, oh, the fuck well.
Listen, I'm not obligated to no one. I'm single. My divorce was final in March. So I'm not worried about that.
So, gangsta, you will see some nice pictures go up in about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
he's already seen those personal pictures. He has some sent to him.
I have it.
I ain't got none.
Exactly.
Who was I ain't got nine?
This is me.
Who was that
GA
talking? Are you in the room too?
No,
we gotta get him a BlackBerry. He gotta get a BlackBerry.
Well, give him my number. I'll text him some or whatever I have to do.
Yeah, give me a number. What is it? What's your number?
336 512
4383.
All right.
Yeah, so just text me and I'll forward you some pictures. Well, y'all, this show is about to be over. I really had a good time. I'll be back on my normal shit on Friday nights, 8 to 10, okay. 10:30 to 11, some shit. I don't know. You know how I do or whatever. I'd like to thank everybody for calling Chocolate City.
Well,
we really got to end tonight. I did not diss Brooklyn. Fuck the Bronx. Fuck the Big M. Queens, get your dick game up and holler at me. Harlem, Dipset's giving out lessons. I don't know if they're the correct lessons, but hey, holler at him and then come see me.
She's funny.
I like that.
And Nay, it's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
A pleasure, sweetie.
One love, mama.
So I'm going to hit everybody up on the individual terms. In the chat room, so I can talk shit to everybody for not calling, except for one of a kind.
Yeah,
she did her thing.
Yeah.
And
you can't talk
Mr. GA.
You can't fire me.
Huh? What'd you say? Hello?
Did she hang up?
Hello?
It was,